大家早。
Good morning, everyone.
我相信大家都过了一个很好的圣诞节，是不是
？I'm sure that you have a really good Christmas.
今天很多教会的弟兄姐妹都 out of town 哈，所以我们人数稍微少一点，但是没有关系，我们正要在这边亲近主，敬拜他。
We have fewer people today because a lot of people are out of town, but it really doesn't matter. We'll continue to worship our Lord.
我今天想继续灵命塑造的主题讲到第五篇。
So today is our fifth lesson, talk about spiritual formation.
我曾经跟大家讲过四个关于灵命塑造的课题。
And we have talked about four lessons.
第一个就讲到灵命的定义跟它的目标。
The first one, definition of spiritual life and goal.
那第二个就讲到上帝存在的审视。
The next one is on the existence of God.
假如上帝不存在的话，我们谈灵命塑造是没有什么意义的。
If he does not exist, there is nothing could talk about the spiritual formation.
那另外在灵命塑造当中一个非常重要的一点就是我们必须保守护卫我们的心。
The one thing is extremely important for the formation is to guard our hearts.
然后我上次跟大家讲到我们在面对上帝的时候有什么样的反应，特别是根据约书亚的例子。
And we use Joshua's example, how we respond to God is meeting God.
那今天呢，我想跟大家讲的就是圣灵会说话。
Today we're going to talk about Holy Spirit will speak.
圣灵是我们跟上帝的关系当中一个非常非常重要的一个媒介。
And so the Holy Spirit is extremely important media between God and us.
其实用媒介这个字呢，是也不是很恰当，因为圣灵就是上帝自己，它不是一个媒介。
And the media itself is not probably the best definition because the Holy Spirit is God himself.
那我们在这个跟神的关系当中呢，圣灵扮演了一个非常重要的角色。
It is important, the Holy Spirit plays an extremely important role between us and God.
所以我们要去认识圣灵。
So we really need to understand Holy Spirit.
而且留意他在我们生命当中的工作。
And pay attention, he's working among us.
不但是在我们日常生活当中，也是在我们的内心里面。
And not only beside our regular daily life, and also it's in our heart.
来增进我们跟上帝的关系，以及对耶稣更多的认识。
To improve the relationship between us and him.
所以当圣灵对我们说话的时候呢，是促进我们跟神之间灵命关系的一个非常重要的步骤。
So when Holy Spirit speaks to us, facilitate our relationship with God.
所以今天让我们看看哈，耶稣怎么介绍这一位圣灵。
So today let's talk about what Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit.
我们的经文来自约翰福音第14章16到17还有25跟26节。
So you came from John 14, 16, 17 and 25 and 26.
好，约翰福音十章十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们为保惠师，或做训诲师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because if you neither see him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
好，我们这边看看我用不同的颜色标出来的字哈。
And you can see the highlights of those words.
这边说上帝耶稣到升天之后，他要求父，父就会赐给我们一位保惠师。
After Jesus resurrected and then to heaven, then God's going to send a helper.
好，所以这个保惠师，然后十七节他说他就是真理的圣灵。
But he is the truth.
我们读到中文的保惠师，保惠师是什么意思呢
？So what is the helper means? Where's the
英文比较清楚哈 ，helper, right? 保惠师是什么
？So what is the helper?
待会我会稍微用不同的英文翻译来解释这个保惠师到底是什么样的一个方式。
So I'll give you a different explanation later.
然后他又是圣灵，就是圣灵。
But he is only the Spirit of truth.
特别提到他是真理的圣灵。
He is the truth.
好，那么用蓝色的标出还好。耶稣十六节说与你们同在。
And he will dwells with you.
然后中文十七节说常与你们同在。
And to be with you, in you.
也要在你们里面。
And will be in you.
好，你看英文哈，十六节是说 to be with you forever.
And 常常与你们同在。
但是十七节什么？Dwells with you and will be in you.
So dwell with you and will be in you.
这个关系是怎么样呢？是一层一层更近的关系。
So this relationship is getting closer and closer.
这 be with you 就是与你们同在，像上帝耶稣与我们同在，这个好像就是整个环境当中他的同在，与世人同在。
And talk about be with you is talk about in general term to be with you all.
但是 dwells with you 是怎么样？要与你同住。
And so dwell with you is that living inside of you.
但是中文翻成因他常与你们同在，好，事实上你要清楚他的意思，他跟你要住在一起。
So the talk about actually is that he's living inside of you, with you.
事实上他就住在你的家里。
He's living inside your home.
假如说更接近的话，就跟你同住。
He's living with you.
然后第三个更接近成什么， will be in you.
Is inside of you.
第三个就是要在你的里面。
Inside of you, in you.
所以这是一个更进入的更深层的一个关系。
So it's a deeper relationship.
好，所以耶稣这么介绍圣灵。
And so how Jesus introduced Holy Spirit.
好，让我们看25-26节圣灵要做什么事。
And let's read the John 14:25-26.
我还与你们同住的时候已将这些话对你们说了。
These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you a remembrance of that I have said to you.
所以保惠师就是圣灵，他怎么样？他要指教我们，而且要使我们想起。
And the Helper is going to instruct us, teach us, so we can remember.
好，他使我们想起，他 remind us. 好，
So it reminds us, and so we can remember.
好，所以我们看看哈，圣灵怎么样？他永远与我们同在，对不对
？So Holy Spirit is always with us forever.
这是他是上帝无所不在的本质。
And so he's everywhere.
然后他与我们同住，是与我们日常有关系，日常生活有关系。
He dwells with us, so there's he's with us all the time.
然后他住在我们里面，他在我们内心深处要与上帝做一个深层的连接。
So he's in us, has a deep connection with God.
好，让我们现在开始一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们今天来到你的面前，
When we come before you,
很想更知道更认识这一位你差派给我们的圣灵。
We will really want to know more about this Holy Spirit that you have sent to us.
因为他是你降下来最好的陪伴我们的一个礼物。
He is the best gift for us to accompany us all the time.
他就是你自己。
He is yourself.
而且不单是在外在的与众人同在，
and not outwardly that with everyone,
更要住在我们的里面，在我们的日常生活当中与我们同在。
He's dwelling in us, always with us.
所以求主今天打开我们的眼睛，
and open our eyes today,
让我们更深入的去认识这一位圣灵，
so we can know this Holy Spirit more.
也求他在我们当中运行，
and that he can move among us,
让我们知道他的美善，
so we know how good he is.
我们求他现在与我们同在，
we ask you that, the Holy Spirit with us now,
来教导我们，
and continue to teach us,
因为他也是真理的圣灵，求他带领我们进入，
because the Spirit of truth,
带领我们进入你的真理，
so he can bring us into your truth.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们看看圣灵到底是谁。
So we talk about who is the Holy Spirit.
首先我们看到圣经说他是一位保惠师。
And we talk about he is a helper.
保惠师单单从中文的意思保可能就是保护吧。
And so when you look at the Chinese, the 保 means protect.
或是中保。
And or the mediator.
好，那惠就是什么呢？
What is a 惠 means?
就是赐恩惠。
It's talk about grace.
对不对？那我看了很多英文的翻译，好，翻译本。
And I have seen a lot of translation in English.
它最主要有这几个字。
And there's a few words describe this 保惠师。
最常用的就是 helper, 就是一个帮助者。
And usually you see most often is helper.
也有翻译成 comforter, 就是一个安慰者。
And comforter.
还有 counselor。
Counselor.
Counselor 就有点像训诲或是一个指导，好，或是一个咨询的意思。
And teaching advice.
还有一个叫做 advocate.
Also advocate.
Advocate 什么意思呢？
What does advocate mean?
就是替你辩护的。
And to defend for you.
站在你这边替你说话的人。
He's always standing on your side to speak for you.
圣灵为什么要站在我们这边替我们说话呢？
And why the Holy Spirit need to be on your side to speak for us?
假如哪一天你心情很不好了，你跟说上帝啊，你不理我了哈。
And one day if you have a bad mood, you will say, oh God, you left me.
圣灵会说哦，你不要这么想哦，上帝很爱你哦。
And Holy Spirit will speak to you, no, God loves you so much.
假如有一天你被魔鬼攻击了，说你根本不是神的小孩，你看你那个样子。
And sometimes you're attacked by the Satan, say, wow, you're so ugly, look at you.
圣灵会替你辩护。
And the Holy Spirit will defend
you. 你不要来打搅他，他是属神的儿女。
And do not disturb him, he belongs to God.
好，这就是一个辩护师的位置。
And this is where that he is advocate for you.
那另外一个就是 companion, 就是一个同伴伴侣。
And then another one is a companion, is be with you.
但是在原来的希腊文里面最明显的一个意思呢
So in the Greek, the most true meaning of the Holy Spirit is
就是一位在你的旁边跟随着你帮助你的那一位
He's the one to stand beside you, always helping you, always with you.
所以圣灵是好的对不对
Holy Spirit is good, isn't it?
是那为什么这么多人这么怕圣灵不要圣灵不要讲圣灵
And why are there so many of you afraid to talk about Holy Spirit and do not want Holy Spirit?
这是一个非常奇怪的现象
This is a very strange phenomenon
在之后呢我会跟大家分享很多我的一些见证
Later I'm going to tell you a lot of my story and my testimonies
我想跟大家讲的就是圣经里所讲的圣灵是那么好的一位你们绝对绝对要去认识他
And in the Bible talk about this wonderful Holy Spirit You have to know him
不要因为你所听到的一些让你觉得害怕的故事让你对他哎呀，避之不及。
And so, if you have heard some of the horrible story that make you that have this fear, and then you just want not to deal with it.
而圣灵本身就是三位一体上帝中的那一位，而他的名字叫做真理的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the one in the Godhead, the Spirit of Truth.
而圣灵有个很重要的工作，就是要教导我们，而且提醒我们。
He has an extremely important job is as a teacher and reminder.
好。那首先我跟大家分享一下圣灵帮助我们
And the Holy Spirit the help us
他就是我们一个帮助者
He is a helper
我当初刚信主的时候是高一的时候
I became a Christian when I was high school The first year of high school
高一下半年我信了主
And I became a Christian the second part of my high school、year.
但是那个时候去教会呢圣灵对我来说只是一个名词而已
So when I went to church at the time Holy Spirit is just a name
当牧师在讲台上讲说教会要开堂议会好大家回去为这个事情祷告求圣灵引导我们 做这个祷告做决定的时候呢我根本不懂这什么意思什么圣灵的带领圣灵的感动什么是圣灵的带领什么是看圣灵的感动我一概不知
So when the pastor talk about them, when we're going to have some meetings and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to lead us to understand what is the will of the God I have no clue what's the Holy Spirit
圣灵只是一个名词
To me it's just a name
我真正开始哈感受到圣灵在我的里面第一次呢就是在高三下学期的时候
So the first time I experienced what is the Holy Spirit is when I was a junior in high school
那时候我信主是第三年了
And that was my third year became a Christian
那在台湾呢有所谓的大学联考
And so in Taiwan there's a very important examination before you enter college
所以高三的时候呢我们在学校是中午就吃便当
And so in high school at that time we have a lunchbox.
吃完便当呢，我就趴在这个课桌上休息一下。
So I was taking a short nap.
那常常胃就会痛。神经性的痛。
And very often I will have a stomach ache and it's kind of more like a nerve involved.
对，是紧张的情况。
And it was actually
他猜到了。
So it was actually nerve induced the stomach ache.
好，所以常常会这个胃痛。
So my stomach ache very frequently.
有一次呢我还是照样好躺下来吃完饭躺下来就是胃开始痛的时候
And one time I pulled my hair down because my stomach was acting out
而忽然里面就开始唱一首歌
And all of a sudden there was a song in my heart
就是坚固磐石这首歌
And this is a solid rock
我只记得它的副歌
And I only remember the chorus part
就是立在基督磐石坚固其余根基全是沙土其余根基全是沙土
On the cross of solid rock I stand All other ground sinking sand All other ground is sinking sand
哎，很奇怪哦我在痛的时候哎，心里就忽然冒出这首歌来
Very strangely that when I was suffering the pain and the song came to my heart
然后呢哎，我的胃痛就这样子消失了
All of a sudden my pain went away
我觉得相当奇妙的一件事情是从此之后我就从来就没有再胃痛过
And so afterwards I did not suffer the stomach ache anymore
只是有时候真的是吃坏东西的时候我会吐
And only when I had stomach flu, or I will swap.
那你那时候我十大概十十七岁哈。
I was 17 years old at the time.
已经到现在快五十年了，我从来没有再闹过胃病。
After 50 years, I've never suffered the same problem again.
我就觉得这是我第一次神让我经历到圣灵在我的里面工作，怎么样带来这个神经性的这种解开我的这个担忧的这个忧虑的时候呢，我得到医治。
And so this is the first time I experienced Holy Spirit's help to heal me while I was going through this nerve-induced stomachache.
而且不晓得为什么是这首歌哈。
I don't know why that God gave me this song.
大概就是那个时候我太紧张了，没有认定耶稣这块稳固的根基是我可以站立的，我会担心我的考试，担心我上哪个学校。
And I think probably I was just too nervous about which school I'm going to go into. I worry too much, so I would never really think about the song. It's talk about God is the solid rock.
Yeah, 所以耶稣基督他确实是那个坚固的磐石，我可以稳稳地站立在他的上面。
So Jesus Christ is the solid rock that I stand.
所以圣灵就这样帮助了我。
And Holy Spirit had helped me that day.
好，那我跟你讲第二个故事哈。
So I'm going to tell you the second story.
就是圣灵与我们同住，而且住在我们的里面。
And God, the Holy Spirit dwell with us as in us.
大概在两千年的时候。
In 2000, year of 2000.
我的先生因为这个肾脏痛得很厉害。
And Pastor Ray had some kidney problems. It was very painful.
他痛了大概一个礼拜好，到最后忍受不了了，才说送我去医院吧。
He was suffering so much pain for a week, and finally he decided to go to the hospital.
我记得那是个礼拜三。
I still remember it was a Wednesday.
后来我们就送他去医院。
So we sent him to the hospital.
然后医生说：“哎呀，你的肾脏已经膨胀到原来的三倍大，而且95%坏死了。”
And so actually the doctor said your kidney has has such an inflammation so bad it was three times bigger than 90% was already the kidney was destroyed.
所以要手术把他这个肾脏拿掉。
Have to take his kidney kidney away.
事实上裴牧师呢他一直有肾脏的问题只是不晓得。
And Pastor Ray had been suffering some kidney problem, he just didn't know what was the problem.
因为在他上大学的时候呢他也曾经因为肾脏痛住过院。
And when he was in college, he has been hospitalized because of his kidney problem.
那个时候呢那个医生告诉他说哎你的肾脏很奇怪啊。
And at the time, the doctor said, your kidney is weird.
觉得他的肾脏好像有点畸形。
And so it's probably malformed, the shape is not normal, it's deformed.
那事实上是他的那个肾管哈，肾管非常狭窄。
And it's talked about the tubular of the kidney is very, very narrow.
这次呢，他被几个肾结石给堵住了，所以没有办法流通，所以肾脏就一直在膨大，然后坏死掉。
And because he had so many kidney stones, so actually blocked the flow, and so the cause of the kidney destroyed.
结果呢，他礼拜三晚上进的医院。
And Wednesday he went to the hospital.
然后礼拜五一大早大概六点钟的时候我醒来。
And Friday morning I woke up.
很奇怪哦，醒来就唱了一首歌。
And when I woke up, I sing a song.
就是 Saving the arms of Jesus, saving his gentle breast.
And the Annie sing the song, 安稳在耶稣手中，安稳在主怀里。
哎，我觉得这不是我自己在唱歌。
Because it wasn't me singing the song.
很自然一醒来，这首歌就出来，安稳在耶稣手中，安稳在主怀里。
And it is very strange that I woke up. The song came to us, saving the arm of Jesus, saving his gentle breast.
我从这首歌，我心里面就有一个感觉。
And so from the song, there's a feeling there.
就是裴牧师会安稳在耶稣手中，他会安稳在主怀里。
And the pastor Ray is going to be saving the arm of Jesus, saving his gentle breast.
所以就给我很大的一个安慰。
And give me a great comfort.
然后呢？他的就是医生呢，他是礼拜三住院，礼拜五早上我醒来就唱着这首歌，然后礼拜一他开刀。
And so Wednesday was admitted to the hospital. Friday I woke up with a song, and Monday he had a surgery.
他的刀疤大概这么长哦。
And his scar is about this long.
他是左肾脏，所以从左边就这样开了一刀，把他的肾脏拿出来。
It was the kidney, removed the kidney from back, so has a very long scar.
然后他开刀以后呢
？After the surgery.
有一天下午。
And one afternoon.
就是在同一个礼拜。
And the same week.
哎，忽然我又唱了一首歌。
And there was another song came to me.
就是时刻蒙恩。
And moment by moment.
很奇怪，我都只会唱副歌哈。
I only remember the chorus part.
我只从 memory， 从我的记忆当中，我记得这些副歌。
And only because of my memory, I can remember those chords.
啊，我就记得，我不知道你找了中文的翻译没有哈？ Mm-hmm. 没有哈？那我讲英文，你就用英文翻哈。Okay. 就是 moment by moment, I'm kept in His love.
就是每一个时刻他都是在他的爱都在我身边
moment by moment I fly from above
我的生命在他的掌管里面
好像每时每刻从上头有生命下来、哦 look into Jesus till glory does shine
我们仰望到耶稣所以我们在他的里面的荣光里面
moment by moment oh Lord I am thine
每时刻我是属于你的
哎，我唱着这首歌，哎，我就觉得，哎，好像主耶稣在又是在跟我讲哈。
So I was singing the song, I feel that Jesus was speaking to me again.
所以每时每刻啊，全部是都在神的爱的保守当中。
The moment by moment that is He has been kept in His love.
而每时每刻呢，从上头都有生命来灌注在他的里面。
Moment by moment, His life from above.
只要我仰望耶稣好知道他的荣耀来照耀
As long as we're willing to look into Jesus your glory both shine
然后每时每刻主啊他都是你的
And moment by moment oh Lord we are yours He is yours
哎呀听唱这首歌的时候我就有点嫉妒
And when I was singing the song I was getting a little bit jealous
啊，我说哎呀我说平无事关系跟上帝这么亲近啊 wow, 上帝这么爱他
Well, the God loved him so much His relationship with God was so close
真的我心里有点嫉妒、哦、
I was a little bit jealous
然后有的时候我对他很凶很不好啊
And sometimes I was not treating him well Sometimes I can be mean to him
我说哎呀他跟神这么好我以后 不能这么对他了
But he is so close to God I cannot treat him like that anymore
好然后因为这首歌呢我就赶快把诗本找出来我就翻翻我说这首诗歌这歌词到底讲些什么
So because of the song I started trying to look for the song I opened the book
然后我看到第五节哈
And so I saw the fifth verse
他说 Never a weakness 哦就说从来没有一个软弱是他不能感受到的
Never a weakness that he does not know
也从来没有一个疾病是他不能医治的
Never a sickness that he cannot heal
好时时刻刻不管是在痛苦中或在忧伤当中
Moment by moment in woe or in weal
耶稣我的救主仍然与我同住
Jesus my Savior abides with me still
所以呢这首歌词呢就给我更是那个确据就是裴牧师的开刀神会完完全全的医治他
And so this song actually gave me more reassurance that his surgery is going to go well
那裴牧师的复原相当辛苦
And his recovery actually was very difficult
然后他以前我不好意思讲他以前就有便秘的毛病
And in the past he already had a problem with a constipation
所以所以在那个时间呢那段开刀以后呢问题更严重
And so his element was become more severe after the surgery
所以相当辛苦的
So it was very difficult
但是他回家以后在家休息了六个礼拜
So he rested about 6 weeks
好回去教会重新再讲台讲道
And started the preaching again after 6 weeks
非常感谢神的保守、啊、
And thank the Lord for his protection
感谢神的医治
And for his healing
当他站到讲台的上的时候呢弟兄姐妹一点都看不出来他开过肾脏的刀
And when he was standing on the pulpit nobody can tell he just had a major surgery
他的这个力气、啊、一点没有消减
And his strength was never diminished
所以很奇妙、啊、圣灵与我们同住而且在我们里面
So amazingly that the Holy Spirit is abiding in and drawing us
所以圣灵真的是帮助我们
He's our helper
好那下面我讲好圣灵怎么指教我们好
And I'm going to talk about Holy Spirit how Holy Spirit teach us
我就要讲到我怎么决定来美国求学
And they'll talk about the decision that I come to United States to study
假如那个时候我大学毕业了已经做了两年的事情
I was working 2 years after I graduated from college
然后呢我就觉得那时候我在一个基督教的机构服事
I was working in a Christian organization
我想要走全时间的服事呢我需要得到更多的装备跟造就
And so in order to go to the full-time ministry I need to be more equipped
我就根据我们美南浸信会的宣教士口中知道在美国有一个很好的神学院
So that I found out from the Southern Baptist that there's a very good seminary school in the United States.
So 我就想申请来这个学校念书。
So I want to apply to come to the school.
但是你知道我们中国传统教育下的一个教导就是
And you know how the Chinese education.
就是父母在怎么样？
So when you, if your parents are still alive, that you should not go very far distance away.
这个观念相当困扰我。
And so this concept really bother me.
就是我到底该不该离开我的父母亲，来到美国？
Should I leave my parents to come to the United States?
所以这就是受了这个传统文化的影响，好，我就是却步不前。
And so under this influence of this transitional concept, I really could not make the decision.
其实我是家里的老四。
And I'm the number four in the family.
我们家有六个孩子。
We have six children in our family.
所以在我上面还有大哥，还有姐姐。
And there's an older brother and sister.
所以我那但是那个时候神给我一个想法，就是
And but God gave me a thought.
说我不是唯一的孩子。
I'm not the only child.
好，在我上面还有哥哥姐姐也可以帮忙照顾。
And there's an older brother and sister can help the family.
但是我又考虑到我自己。
And then I'm thinking about myself.
我在美国没有任何的亲人。
I have no relative in the United States.
假如我来的话，我就是单枪匹马来了。
And that will be a lonely wolf come to the United States.
Yeah, 我可以这么做吗？
And can I do it?
好，然后我就读到后来有一天读到诗篇139篇第九第十节。
And one day I read about Psalm 139.
他说我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到海极居住，就是在那里你的手臂引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the almost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me.
所以这句话呢，好像给我内心里面有一个很深的确据，说即使我展开飞机的翅膀，展开清晨坐上飞机的翅膀。
So this phrase really helped me, even though you spin the wing of the airplane.
我飞到海的对面，在太平洋对面去居住。
And I go to the outermost part of the sea.
好，就是在那边，神的手臂引导我，他的右手也必扶持我。
And even in the far away, that there the hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
好，就是因为这一句圣经的话呢，我最后做了决定，好，就到美国去。
Because this verse that helped me to make that decision come to the United States.
那事实上，这一句话不单单是那个时候给了我引导。
And not only helped me during that time.
事实上，在之后的好多好多年，这首这一句话对我的人生还是正确的。
And this verse has helped me so many times and so accurately after many years after that decision.
我是1978年来到美国的。
I came to this country in 1978.
5月10号来的。
May 10th.
5月11号。
May 11th.
到美国的。
I came to the United States.
到今天已经40年又半个月半年了。
And so it has been 40 years and 6 months.
那这40多年来，这句话还是 correct.
After the 40 years, and this verse has been still correct.
好，神的手一直引导我，而且他也扶持我。
And His hand lead me and also hold me.
好，那下面跟大家讲圣灵怎么指教我哈。
And then how Holy Spirit teach me.
那这个事情呢，我也跟很多弟兄姐妹分享过。
I've shared with many of you before.
就是呢，在信仰的里面呢，我还是有一种英雄偶像的崇拜。
And in my faith, I still have this the bondage of a idol and hero.
常常会看到一个很属灵的人，就哇，就说这个人好棒好棒。
And when I see your spiritual figure, then just wow, this person is so wonderful.
就会对这个人产生某种仰慕的心理啊。
I'm really admire this person.
而且就是说，在教会里碰到或是来特别讲员哈，有名的人呐、或是觉得这人灵性很好的人，就非常非常的仰慕这些人。
And those figures and the famous one, and I just admire those people when they come to our church.
但是对人有仰望，对人有期待呢，也就一定会有失望。
And when you have a high expectation, also bring a high disappointment.
而偏偏哈，我曾经所仰慕的人都有些小毛病被我发现。
And very often, those are the people who are admired the most, I have discovered their flaws.
也不是我要故意去找人家的毛病，但偏偏就会听到这个或听到那个。
And not because I purposely try to find their flaw, but I just happen to hear it and find out myself.
直到大概7年前。
Until 7 years ago.
我又出现了一个让我非常仰慕的一个人。
And there's one person I admire the most.
哎呀，我觉得这个人他的为人哈，还有他的这个服侍哈，还有他的理想的，都跟我的配合的相当好。
His integrity, his idea of how to serve is very much mine.
所以我非常非常敬佩而且仰慕这个人。
I really look up to him and admire him.
但是很不幸的哈。
Unfortunately,
又有一件事情被我听到。
And there's something happened that I heard, not very positive.
我就非常失望。
I was so disappointed.
那就在那一刻。
At that moment.
就在那一刻。
At that moment.
虽然我知道这节经文以前。
So even though I knew this verse before.
但是圣灵很快就说你要仰望为你信心创始成终的耶稣。
Holy Spirit very quickly helped me to see, look into Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith.
神要我你只能定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
God's teaching me, I only need to focus my eyes on Jesus.
不管这个人多好，你多仰慕，多崇拜哈。
It doesn't matter how you admire this person.
不是我的要你崇拜的心意。
And that is not what I want you to do.
神的心意是要你永远定睛在耶稣的身上。
And God's heart wants us to always focus on Jesus.
哇！当这句话在那个时刻这样对我说出来的时候，把我这个对偶像或是这个明星崇拜的这个捆绑哈，就这样子松了，松掉了，我就被松绑了。
And so when that verse came to me, all of a sudden, just really breaking the bondage of the idol hero worship of me.
所以到现在哈，我在教会里哈，我不会再对任何人存在一个偶像的这个期待。
So right now, I never have this as a hero or idol worship.
我觉得这个观念解放我之后呢，另外一个好处就是我跟任何人都可以同工。
And so this is great because of the bond, breaking this bondage, teach me how to work with everyone in the church.
因为我不会对某个人有某些特定的一个期待，所以呢，看到错处或失望，我就会想远离这个人。
And so because I would not have a false expectation that when it happened, I want to distance myself.
而是我知道只有耶稣基督才是我最重要学习的标杆，他是我的目标。
And so only Jesus is my goal, is who I need to look after.
所以这个理解对我来说是一个很大很大的这个教导跟帮助。
And so this understanding is a big teaching for me.
好，所以圣灵哈。就会在你最需要的那个时刻，就在那个点，让你认清明白一个真理。
And Holy Spirit will teach you when you never you need it.
就是这样子教导了我。
And He taught me.
好，所以我会非常感谢神。
I was very thankful to the Lord.
而且是根据圣经的话。
Is according to His words.
在我里面浮现出来。
And that those words surface up.
在那个时刻给我一个特别的领悟。
And give me a really clear understanding at that moment.
带给我一个很大的真理上的释放。
And give me a huge release, a freedom.
Right. 好，那我再跟大家讲个故事，就是我怎么后来七年前得了癌症。
And so another story to talk about when I had cancer 7 years ago.
那我的医生一直建议我要去做干细胞移植。
And because my cancer, my doctor recommended me to have a stem cell transplant.
我做了5期的化疗。
And I have received 5 chemotherapy.
那化疗的结果呢，就是我的癌细胞已经找不到了。
And even though after the chemo, my cancer appeared to be gone.
我就以为说我的病好了。
So I felt I was healed.
所以当医生说你那个只是先前的治疗，你最后最好的治疗还是要做一个完整的干细胞移植。
That's only the chemo is only partial treatment. In order to complete the third treatment, you need to have stem cell transplant.
但是我里面有很多的怀疑，有很多的担忧，很多的畏惧。
I have a lot of doubt and worries at that time.
所以我就很难决定到底要不要去做这个干细胞移植。
I could not really decide whether I need to receive a stem cell transplant.
那我做完这个化疗的时候呢，大概4月初。
So after I received the last chemo,
在5月跟6月是我预备的时候。
And so I finished in April, and then in May and June I was preparing.
那有一次呢
？And one day.
我就在想到底要不要做这个干细胞移植。
I still struggle whether I need to receive a stem cell transplant.
哎，我就忽然很奇怪，就这句话出来，耶稣为人人尝了死味。
And this verse came to me, Jesus tasted death for everyone.
耶稣为人人尝了死味。
Jesus tasted death for everyone.
我想说，耶稣他自己本来不需要死的。
And Jesus, he did not need to die.
但是他却为了拯救世人，他为人尝了死味。
Because he wanted to provide the salvation for everyone, he tasted death for everyone.
我虽然不知道神要我做什么，神的目的是什么。
I have no idea what is God's purpose for me.
但是他是不是也要为我，要我去尝尝做干细胞的味道。
But however, maybe he want me to taste this stem cell is almost like taste of death.
所以我在想到这句话的时候，我觉得好像有一个动力，就是说你可以去尝尝做这个干细胞移植。
And so this verse became a motivation for me to make a decision to have a stem cell transplant.
而且也给了我一个力量哈，就是耶稣为人尝了十味，你去尝尝，你也去尝尝。
And give me the strength because Jesus has tasted and you taste it as well.
所以后来哈，我就决定去做干细胞移植。
So then, therefore, I decided to receive stem cell transplant.
结果七月十五号我进了医院。
July 15th, I went to the hospital.
好，后来很成功的做了干细胞移植。
And the transplant was very successful.
到今天哈，已经七年半了。
And has been 7.5 years now.
好，感谢主哈，在这七年半中，我的这个癌细胞哈没有回来，我都还是正常的。
Thank the Lord that my cancer has not come back yet.
所以当时虽然是一段非常困苦的时候
，and even though at that time was very difficult,
但是却为我结出了相当平安的果子
，and they bear a very peaceful fruit.
所以感谢神哈
，and thank the Lord.
虽然人生当中有许多的熬炼
，and even though there's a lot of a lesson and difficulties,
但是圣灵与我们同在
，but the Holy Spirit will be with us,
住在我们的里面
，and dwell in us.
他就是我们的帮助者。
And he is our helper.
好，我再跟他讲一个故事哈。
And so one more story.
在癌症治疗的时候呢，那个刺脸啊。
And then during the during the therapy when I had cancer, those are self pity.
我记得在七月十五号要做干细胞移植之前。
And before the July 15 receiving the stem cell transplant.
我必须做很强烈的这个化疗。
I have to receive many a strong chemotherapy.
然后呢，我这个头发一抓哦。就想掉下来。
When I went touch my hair, it just fall off.
特别是在洗澡完了以后。
Especially after I take a shower.
一抓就掉下来。
And then the hair just drop off.
我记得七月初有一天。
And one in the beginning of July.
我从这个浴室一出来哈。
And when come out of the bathroom.
对着镜子看。
And when I look at the mirror.
头发已经开始变白了哈。
And my hair all turn gray.
然后头上也只有几根。没有很多头，很少的头发。
There's a very few hair on my head.
我看到镜子里的自己。
I look at the mirror myself.
因为瘦了很多哈。
Because I lost a lot of weight.
大概只有100磅。
I only weigh less than 100.
然后呢，这个皱纹都出来了。
And my wrinkle all surface on my face.
我站到磅秤上一称。
And when I weigh myself,
还是很那么轻。
And I was so not nourished. I would only weigh less than 100 pounds.
我就开始大哭。
I was bawling.
这个大哭是出于自怜。
And this bawling was coming from a self pity.
Yeah, really self pity.
And really from self pity.
我就坐到床边去哭。
So I was sitting on my bed, just start bawling.
真的不晓得前途这个光景如何。
I have no idea what future holds.
我的先生就过来哈，坐在旁边在安慰我。
Pastor Ray come to start comfort me.
他就说这些都是暂时的了。
And those things are temporary.
他讲这样的，我还是没有办法，我就哭哭哭。
I couldn't stop crying.
实际上，这是累积了大概半年的这种担忧哈。这种不知道未来怎么样的那个情绪哈，就是这样子爆发。
The emotion erupt because it was accumulation of 6 months. Now how the worries.
但这时候圣灵又说话了。
And now the Holy Spirit speak it again.
圣灵是我们的护卫者，对不对？
He's a protector.
他替我们辩护哈。
And he would defend for us.
就这一句话说，哎呀，他无家型美容。
And talk about that he does not have a form of that does not look good.
Yeah. 我们看见他的时候呢，也没有美貌使我们羡慕他。
There's no beauty that we should desire him.
好，他多经痛苦，饱受忧患。
And he was going through so much suffering himself.
好，多经或是多经忧患，饱受痛苦，这两个我大概说颠倒了哈。
So go through the difficulty and suffering.
忽然就是圣灵就这样跟我讲哦。
And the Holy Spirit all of a sudden was speaking to me.
我说这不是耶稣吗
？And isn't that Jesus?
我说耶稣连这么难受的苦都受了哈，我这点算什么
？But Jesus has endured so much himself. What's my?
我这点跟耶稣的比起来算什么
？My compared to what Jesus has gone through is nothing.
很快哦
，very quickly，
不哭了。
I stopped crying.
就是这样，就这三 days 我就不哭了。
And since then, I stopped crying.
我就可以止住我的眼泪。
I stopped my tears.
这很奇妙。
It's very amazing.
所以从这些苦难当中哈
，through our difficulty and suffering，
我觉得上帝隐藏了很大很大的智慧。
And God is hiding so much wisdom.
为什么耶稣叫做受苦的仆人
？And why he is called the servant of suffering？
他的受苦
，because he's suffering，
是希望我们以后
，is because he wants us。
可以在他的受苦当中看到自己
，and through his suffering to see ourselves，
可以对他有一点点的认同
，and to understand can identify him。
好，我事实上呢，以前说耶稣背十字架被鞭打什么，那个痛那个苦，我根本没有经历，想象不出来。
And even though when he died on the, I mean, was on the cross and then beaten, we cannot fathom that。
但是因为我经过这个化疗的治疗，经过这个干细胞移植，那个身体很不舒服，那个吐啊，这种，哎呀，太多症状了。我稍微可以了解一下耶稣的苦难。
And so, because I received the chemo and the transplant, stem cell transplant, I can understand a little bit his suffering.
所以我非常感谢神哈。
I'm really thank the Lord.
在他的受苦当中蕴藏了很大的智慧。
And through his suffering is there's so much wisdom.
而我们经历这些苦难之后呢，我们也增长了一些智慧。
And so when we go through those, we have a growth spiritually as well.
好，那下面跟大家讲一个故事，最后一个故事哈。
So this will be the last story.
就是被碗被顶撞的一件事情。
And it's being the younger generation that really offended me.
那我心里有很大的失望。
I was very, very disappointed.
好，我们教会有一群就是年轻的传道人起来。
And so in our old church, there was a group of young pastors.
那么这些人我们都看作是自己的子弟兵。
We treat them just like almost like next generation that we raise, and we are treating them as like a children.
好，觉得好像应该是就是说怎么样呢？应该是比较听话的孩子哈。
And they're the one should be very obedient.
但是呢，偏偏哈，有的时候被他们顶撞。
And sometimes they really strongly offend us.
我心里很不好受。
And it was very difficult.
很不好受，呀、yeah. ，所以呢，有一次在祷告的时候。
So one time during the prayer.
那个。在一个聚会当中
and it's in a meeting
那带领的姐妹就在读圣经
and so the leading sister was reading a passage
诶她就读到希伯来书十二章
so she read Hebrew 12 chapter 12
当她读到第二节的时候呢
when she was reading a verse 2
她就是耶稣因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱
and Jesus for the joy that was set before him endured the cross despising the shame
好，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神右边，神宝座的右边。
And seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
哎，当他读到这节经文的时候
，When she was reading this passage,
我就想到这个年轻人的这个顶撞。
I remember what this young man, that young person offended us.
想到我自己的失望。
And I think about my disappointment.
然后这句话就轻看羞辱，就这样跳出来。
And all of a sudden, that despite the shame, and then jump up to me.
忍受了十字架的苦难。
And really endure the cross.
所以哈，再一次哈，当耶稣的榜样显现在我面前的时候
，And so when the Christ example showed up to me，
我就觉得我算什么
？Who am I? I'm nothing really. Is
我受的这些苦算什么
？And those kind of things really nothing.
所以跟耶稣相比
，And compared with Jesus，
我的容量太小了。
And this is glory is too little.
我要学的太多了。
There's so many things I really need to learn.
就这样子，圣灵又借着他自己的话安慰鼓励了我。
So Holy Spirit used His own word to comfort me.
所以圣灵是这么好的一位圣灵。
And Holy Spirit is such a wonderful thing.
神的话又跟我们的人生、跟我们的生活是这么的贴切。
And so His word is so intimate and so close to us.
所以这是多美好，上帝我们预备多美好的事情、啊。
Isn't that wonderful thing that God has prepared for us?
有一个基督徒就说人，我们基督徒的人生有两个翅膀。
And so there's one Christian talk about the life of Christian has two wings.
一个翅膀就是圣经。
And one wing is the Bible.
一个翅膀就是圣灵。
And the other wing is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟圣经一起工作。
And when the wing, two wings, the Bible and the Holy Spirit work together,
使我们的人生可以飞起来
and so we can fly.
好，真的是这样子
and that's true.
所以我刚刚给大家讲了七个故事
so I have shared with you seven stories.
除了跟大家分享圣灵是多么的实际
and so talk about the Holy Spirit is so practical.
也是让大家知道圣灵是多么的美好
and also talk about Holy Spirit is so beautiful.
从当中呢，我学到几件事情。
And through that, I have learned many things.
首先哈，我想跟大家讲，你不要惧怕圣灵。
The first is do not fear the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是上帝特别赐给我们取代耶稣的。
And Holy Spirit is something that God has given to us.
这么好的一个陪伴我们的神。
He's a companion. He is a God himself.
你要拒绝他吗?
Why do you want to refuse him?
你为什么要害怕他呢?
Why are you, do you have a fear?
不要因为你听到的所让你感到害怕的一些行为或是动作让你远离了圣灵。
And so don't hear, don't be discouraged or fear of the things that you've heard in the past.
Or the stories you heard, those erratic stories this, you know, that terrifies you.
Yeah, don't let the radical story terrify you.
Right.好，那这旧约里面哈，对这位圣灵哈，还有一些其他的解释。
And the, in the Old Testament, also talk about Holy Spirit. There's some explanation.
在以赛亚书十一章第二节。
And talk about Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1, verse 2.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实。
They shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and the branch from his shoots shall bear fruit.
这个讲到就是耶稣的本，讲到就是后来的主耶稣。
And this here, top the roots talk about Jesus himself.
耶稣就是大卫的哈父亲。
And Jesse was the father of David.
好，讲到耶和华的灵必住在他身上。
And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
好，耶和华的灵也就是圣灵哈。
And the spirit is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵使我们怎么样？就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵。知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
Here talk about spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of a counsel and might, the spirit of a knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
他也就是真理的圣灵。
He is the spirit of truth.
你不想要有智慧和聪明吗?
Don't you want to have a wisdom and the wisdom?
你不想要谋略和能力吗?
Don't you want to have a counsel and might?
你不想要智慧和知道怎么样敬畏神吗?
Don't you want to have the spirit and fear of the Lord?
这些真理的圣灵都会指教我们。
And all those things will teach us.
所以我们要真正认识圣经里所说的圣灵。
And we need to know what is the Bible describe the Holy Spirit.
所以你不要害怕这一位圣灵。
Do not be fear the Holy Spirit.
好，也不要远离这位圣灵。
And do not distance yourself from the Holy Spirit.
好，那么第二个呢，圣灵哈要做一个转化的工作。
And the Holy Spirit is doing the transforming work.
约翰福音十六章第八节讲说，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he comes, he will convict the world connecting sin and right, concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
这个我们中文翻成自己责备自己哈。
And here we talk about we convict,
中文翻成是 you will blame yourself or you will correct yourself.
You correct yourself.
但是他英文的意思呢，他 convict the world, 他就使世人知罪的意思，使世人认知而且知罪。
And so in the English to talk about is letting people to see their sins and then know what's right and wrong.
所以圣灵因为神是圣洁的。
And because Holy Spirit and the God is holy.
你知道对我们神的描述与其他的信仰完全不同的一个就是他是神圣的圣洁的这件事情。
And it's different than other religions because God is holy.
所以在圣洁的神面前呢，我们人常常会看到的应该是我们自己个人的罪，还有我们很多不义生活的不义的事情，还有将来神的审判要警惕自己的事情。
And so before the Lord, because holy, we should see we are not righteous and our own sin.
所以圣灵要我们首先看到自己。
And Holy Spirit want us to see ourselves.
我在跟某些需要代祷的人一起祷告的这个服事当中。
And very often when I have in part of the ministry of praying for other people,
我常常得到的这个体会是圣灵不会站在我这边去跟着我一起骂这个人骂别人。
And God is not going to be, the Holy Spirit is not be on my side to accuse other people.
我记得我曾经一个 姐妹祷告，她非常非常的痛苦挣扎。
And I was praying with this sister. She was really going through really difficulty and suffering.
她跟她父母的关系相当的差。
She was struggling with her parents and their relationship was very bad.
在家里好像是敌人一样。
And they were like treating like each other as an enemy.
但是在跟她祷告的时候。
And through prayers.
她有一个领悟。
And she finally realized.
他觉得自己什么都不是，爸爸妈妈不爱他，就像一根小草一样，风怎么吹他就往哪里倒。
And she realized that it was not that she just like a weed, go with the wind, that he's not that important.
但是在祷告当中，他意识到。
And then during the prayer, she finally realized.
他在耶稣里面，他身份的价值。
And she's her value in Jesus.
还有他在家里，他不是一个被遗弃的人。
And she's not being despised by her family.
而是他是家庭的一个贡献者。
And she is a contributor in the family.
他常常觉得爸爸妈妈忙生意社交活动这么多把他一个人留在家里他被爸爸妈妈放弃了他是一个 victim, 他是一个受害者。
She's a victim because her parents never pay attention, they're so busy with their work.
但是圣灵让他知道你们家有三个人你也是其中的一个贡献者你的父母亲以他们的方式贡献这家你以你的方式贡献了这个家
But through Holy Spirit remind her she is one third of contributor in the family
所以圣灵就改变了她这个人生观
She totally is Holy Spirit changed how she thinks
圣灵改变了她对自我的认可自我的价值
And then Holy Spirit teach her how to the
在基督里的价值
And the value in Jesus
但是呢我有也有一些属灵的朋友
And they have a lot of spiritual friends
他们常常喜欢去参加什么特会
And they like to go to some special meetings Spiritual revival meeting
去追求圣灵的特会
And to seek some special Holy Spirit meeting
我有一个非常亲近的人
And there's one person I'm very close to
让我很不解的就是有一次他去参加了一个很属灵的特会
And so this person went to this special meeting
回来他就指着我骂
And came back and accused me
你怎么这么不追求
And you are not really pursued
你们浸信会那个老套
And you will just continue to follow the Southern Baptists
你们的传统你们的什么什么
Your tradition, all that
就指着我骂
And she really accused me and gave me a hard time
我就很不解
I really didn't understand
你刚去追求那么属灵的事情
You just pursue the spiritual things
为什么回来是指着我骂
And when you came back, you just accused me
当我看到这节经文的时候
When I read this verse
我深深的感觉圣灵光照一个人的时候呢是叫一个人更多认清自己在神面前的位置在神面前的真相而在那边体会到自己是一个蒙爱的人对别人有着更大的怜悯跟同情
And so that when the Holy Spirit shines on us is helping us to see ourselves and then help us to knowWhat kind of condition we are in?
所以圣灵叫我们在上帝面前自省能够谦卑，但是他也让我们看见在基督里的价值，所以我们不用去跟别人来比，然后开始去骂别人。
And so Holy Spirit tell us that help us to see ourselves. We do not have to compare ourselves to other people.
And we do not have to scold others.
Right.
我们也不要去指责别人哈。
Do not scold others.
好。那第三个我学到呢就是我们要寻求圣灵来的智慧哈我们要转化成一个属神的人
And seeking his wisdom and become a people of God
这节经文给我很大的帮助
And this verse has given me a great help
因为刚刚我们读到以赛亚说他是一个 智慧跟聪明的灵
And then earlier when we read Isaiah talk about wisdom and the truth
那这节经文呢就帮助我怎么去分辨
And this verse tell me how I can discern
他说唯独从上头来的智慧就是从神来的从圣灵来的智慧哈
But the wisdom from above
首先是清洁后是和平
And is the first peace then is first pure then peaceful
温良柔顺满有怜悯
And gentle open to reason and full of mercy and good
多结善果没有偏见没有假冒
And bear good fruits impartial and sincere
并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果
And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace
这是从上头来的智慧
And this is something is come above
首先呢就是说它是清洁的
And first of all talk about he is pure
这个清洁也可以说是纯洁
And pure is
clean 就是说我们的动机是很清洁很纯洁的
The motivation is clean and pure
然后 peaceable 是和平
And peaceable
不是平安也不是 peaceful
And it's not just peaceful or it's just only talk about peace
这个 peaceable 是什么？是愿意与人和好，可以和好的。
And peaceable means that you're willing to reconcile with people.
而且是很温柔的。
And it's also very gentle.
那我们中文翻成柔顺呢，事实上它意思是别人可以跟你说理的。
And so when we talk about the Chinese translation gentle, it means that people can rational, can talk, communicate with you.
不说你不是已经定下你的这个意见了，我不管怎么样，我就不改。
And it's not, you just already made up your mind and you never want to change.
好，既然是要可以与人和好的，你就可以被劝说。
And so it's peaceable, so people can actually can talk to you.
而且就充满了怜悯，而且有好的果子。
And so we're full of mercy and good fruits.
不偏心。
Impartial.
也是真诚的。
And also is sincere.
然后后面一句话在教会治理里面是相当重要的。
And so next one is extremely in the church administration.
他说使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
And so top of harvest righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
我觉得这个中文的翻译呢有点饶舌，我们听不懂什么意思。
And so when you look Chinese translation may not be not very clear.
我用最简单的话跟大家解释，它的意思是这样子哈。
And so the simplest way to explain this.
说公义的果实。
So the
要结出公义的果实。
In order to bear the fruits of our righteousness.
是那些愿意使人和睦的人用和平的方式所结出来的。
And those people are willing to use a peaceful method or way to reconcile with other people and try to keep harmony.
这是从上头来的智慧。
And this is coming the wisdom from above.
这样讲你们就听懂了吧？
I hope that you understand that.
好，所以要结出公义的果实呢，是那些愿意使人和平的人用和平的方式结出来的。
How do you bear the peaceful fruit? Is that people who have the peaceful mind and willing to have a harmony and reconcile with others?
这也是在教牧书信里面讲说，要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
You want to really keep the unity. Try your very best to keep the unity.
所以我很希望大家能够把这节经文记下来，用这节经文来查验自己。
I really want you to remember this verse so you can use this verse to examine yourself.
好，就从上头来的智慧具有这些特性。
And so the wisdom from above have those characteristics.
好，那最后呢，我们大家很熟的就是圣灵的果子。
And it's a fruit of a Holy Spirit.
你有没有想看到这个果子跟上面那个圣灵的智慧那个特性是非常的相近。
And you can see this verse is very similar to the last one we just read.
好，圣灵要结果子，对不对？
And the Holy Spirit will bear fruits.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
那这样的事没有律法禁止。
And all those things against such things, there is no law.
那这样的事没有律法禁止，我听了就觉得好饶舌。
And so I really, it kind of puzzled me a little bit.
换句话说，就是没有任何的律法会禁止这些事情。
So there's no law can prohibit those things.
这是一个普世的价值，所有的律法没有一个说会禁止你做成为这样一个人。
There's no law can prohibit you to do those good things.
所以圣灵要在我们的人生中，从他来的智慧，有这样的操性，有这样的做法之后，慢慢慢慢怎么样，我们变成那样的人。
And so the Holy Spirit wants to teach us that gradually, and then when we practice, and then we will bear those fruits.
好，所以这就是我所学到的关于圣灵的一些事情。
And those are the things I learned about Holy Spirit.
但我学的就是我很小的那一部分。
And that's why I learned is only very limited to my own experience.
至于圣灵怎么赐人能力。
And how the Holy Spirit gives people strength.
圣灵怎么赐人恩赐。
And the gifts.
好，做出绝大的更大的事情。
And to do mighty things.
不是我今天信息的部分。
It's not part of my message today.
我讲的只不过是我们在灵命塑造里面，好，圣灵怎么样来帮助我们。
And this is only talk about the spiritual formation, how the Holy Spirit help us.
那我们明年新的2019年马上就来了。
And 2019 is coming soon.
我很盼望我们教会。
I really hope our church.
在圣灵这一方面，好。
And the talk about the Holy Spirit.
能有更多的开启。
And there's a more learning.
因为事实上呢，
in matter of fact,
是圣灵在我们当中工作，对不对？
And the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
好，圣灵使我们成长。
And help us to grow.
好，圣灵陪伴我们。
And accompany us.
好，圣灵把我们往前推。
And push us forward.
来鼓励我们，来安慰我们。
Encourage us and to comfort us.
圣灵来赐能力，赐恩赐给我们。
And give our gifts and give our strength.
所以我希望我们教会好在这一方面能够有更多的开启。
And so we can learn more about this area next year.
然后大家对圣灵也有更多的经历。
And so we more experience Holy Spirit more.
这样我们就知道上帝在我们身边是千真万确的。
And so we know that God is a true God.
好，让我们一起祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你把圣灵赐给我们。
And dear Lord, thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
他是这么样的一位好朋友。
He's such a great friend.
就在我们的身旁
is always accompany us
随时帮助我们
always help us
指教我们
and teach us
提醒我们
and remind us
带我们度过人生的难关
and help us go through very difficulties
也带过我们也与我们一同分享人生的喜乐
and share the joyful things in our life
他甚至用叹息在我们的里面为我们祷告
and he sighed and with us and pray for us
他也赐给教会方向目标能力跟恩赐
he gives the church the motivation the strength and the direction
愿我们更多跟随你的圣灵
so what wish that we can follow Holy Spirit more
使他成为我们人生当中真真实实的一位
he can be a truth in our life
也成我们教会当中真真实实的一位
He is so real that in our church as well
我们感谢你圣经跟圣灵都是你赐给我们最好的礼物
You have given us the Holy Spirit and the Bible They are the best gifts
让我们好好的珍惜
And so we can treasure those things
我们献上一切感谢
We give all our thanks
因为你为我们做的实在是太多太多了
What you have done for us is so great
但是你还有更大的事情要经由我们去做
And there's more thing you want us to do.
愿我们脚步紧紧地跟随你。
We can follow you closely.
这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And those things we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.